Let's talk about Lisa Johnson, Lisa Johnson. She was born 5/5/64. She was seen 10/13. Miss Johnson is a hang on.
How old are you? You're born in 64. So 2023 minus 1964. What is it? 2023 minus 1964.
She's a 59-year-old retired nurse, divorced, has two children, was hospitalized over a year ago with history of congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, COPD, O2 dependency, and morbid obesity associated with sleep apnea. Patient has been in hospice because of history of heart failure and end-stage COPD. She also suffers from hypertension, O2 dependency, chronic pain, anxiety disorder, and weight gain, and obesity, allergy, none. Medication, Synthroid 125 microgram once a day, Toprol 50 milligram once a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Seroquel 600 milligram at nighttime, Ativan 1 milligram TID, Zoloft 100 milligram a day, and she uses oxygen. Review of system, short of breath, very obese. She still smokes from time to time. Patient shortness of breath has definitely gotten worse in the past few weeks. Patient is not able to ambulate 10 feet without becoming short of breath. She's using her oxygen most of the time, but otherwise she refuses to use her oxygen. Also having swelling in the lower extremities, she has to sit up when she's sleeping at night because of orthopnea. She does have PND. Oh, surgery, C-section, 1990, appendectomy, 1997. On exam, 160 over 82, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart positive, swamp positive, with a S3 gallop. Lungs, ronchi, RALS, abdomen obese. Neck, positive JVD, skin, no rash. Lower extremity, 1 to 2 plus edema. Skin shows no rash. Assessment, here we have a... How old would you say she was? 59-year-old woman with history of congestive heart failure. Patient's heart failure is associated with increased shortness of breath, O2 dependency, air hunger, anxiety related to her shortness of breath, and heart failure. Perioperative patient's currently using Ativan and high-dose Seroquel to be able to rest. Perioperative patient apparently has been tried on other medication, including Coreg and Ernesto, but she has not been able to tolerate it, so that's the only reason she's on Toprol at this time. Patient's overall prognosis is poor. Patient has a KPS score of 40% and continues to decline regarding her heart failure. Patient uses oxygen. Most of the time, she needs to quit smoking, otherwise her death would be more imminent. This was discussed with patient before leaving. Thank you. Oh, she lives in a group home and requires help with ADL as well. Thank you.